Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
So do you wonder about your performance? Now, there are so many different ways you can go with that, but I'm talking about just your everyday living. I'm not talking about any kind of special performance, but just everyday living. And when you do perform, let's say you go and exercise, do you have an issue with recovery? Well, I have with me today Dr. Luke Mayus, who is a naturopath, a chiropractor, medicine man, shaman, you name it, homeopathic, and he can tell you how to not only enhance your performance, because we all want to be better at what we do, regardless of what it is we do, but also when we go overboard and we need to recover. Well, this is when we rely upon Dr. Mayus. Dr. Mayus, would you share with our people some of the things, one, that they can do to enhance their performance before we talk about recovering from their enhancements?
Well, one, as we mentioned always, at the root, at the foundation, is a good diet. But essential are, you know, carbohydrates to fuel those muscles, to produce that fuel so they can do their job on a daily basis. But I think it's important that, in addition to that great diet, that people add a good multi with the vital minerals, magnesium, potassium, calcium, to fuel that system, to make the engine, the spark plugs fire.
There you go. You know, one of the things that I recommend, I think we're both on the same page in that regard, except I separate vitamins from minerals. Most multis, you know, they're a full spectrum multiple from vitamin A through the mineral zinc and everything in between. However, I have always found and felt and thought that the amount of minerals in a multiple vitamin were more of a joke than they were substance. So that, in fact, actually when I started my own company and back in 87, I created Gender Vitamins, heavy-duty vitamins in the morning, minerals in the evening. What's your take on that approach? And do you, because I think that people should get at least a minimum 1,000 milligrams of calcium on a daily basis. What's your take on any of that?
And I mean, I would say a multi is not going to provide that. So I have to agree with you in that sense, is that often a general multi will not provide the, you know, people try to put everything in a pill, but I do agree that probably the distribution of nutrients throughout the day and the amounts one cannot get from a single multi. I do agree with that, yes.
I also feel, you know, going back to performance, that part of performance is having, I like the term, more than adequate amounts of nutrients. Are there any specific foods or nutrients that would enhance performance? And what my definition of enhance might be would be more stamina, more duration, able to maintain a particular level of vitality for an extended period of time.
Well, there's an interesting herb out there. I came across rhodiola.
Rhodiola
is an interesting herb that's been shown to really benefit performance throughout the day. That's one herb. There's plenty of plants out there. Adequate amounts of protein, you know, glutamine, branched chain amino acids. Those are all vital building blocks for muscle function and muscle recovery.
Absolutely. In fact, I actually use rhodiola. I have a product called Energy. And everything that I do, I build around vitamins and minerals. Herbs are fabulous. I use them in every single product that I make, except probably the vitamin D3K2. There's no herbs in there because it doesn't need to be. But I use rhodiola in my energy because it helps the body utilize the sugar more effectively over a longer period of time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I think the steady release of fuel is important. There's an interesting sugar out there that I came across by the name of palatinose. And palatinose is a sugar that is low glycemic in nature, and it allows for a gradual release and a gradual source of sugar during performance.
Does it elevate the glycemic index, or does it very
mildly? You know, whereas
very mild.
Yeah, so it's called palatinose. It's an amazing sugar. In addition, you know, a lot of these sugars create, dental cavities. This sugar has been shown to actually prevent that.
Is this from a part of the banana family? I'm thinking platinose is why made me think of it.
No, it's palatinose. P-A-L-A-T-I-N-O-S-E.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a very interesting sugar.
Yeah,
that is beneficial for people. There's so many out there. Xylitol is. I use xylitol and stevia in my products.
Mm-hmm. Those are great.
What I don't get and can't understand for the life of me is adults buying gummies.
Mm.
I'm sure you have a take on that.
it's interesting when I see patients coming in and they have. And I ask them, what kind of multi do you take or what do you do for yourself? And they take out this big jar of gummies. And you look at the label and the first word is sucrose. We're so driven by sugar. We're so driven by sweets. It's almost ingrained that it's almost normal for us to have it in every single food we eat, even our vitamins.
Which is a shame. I mean, I'm a friend. When I do consumer lectures, I tell people, and it's unfortunate, but food companies can sell you garbage, and they do. They sell you garbage, poison that is killing us, but as long as they make it salty or sweet, people will gobble it up and think it's a gift.
It's that brain. It's that brain that's been trained a certain way.
Yeah, and it's hard to change your conditioning, and it's hard for people to change their diets because they don't understand their emotional attachment to the foods.
Correct.
What would you say would be good in terms of recovery for those who overdo it, working out, playing, gardening, whatever? What are some of the things you would recommend from a recovery point of view?
Interesting. Anywhere nutrients... Anywhere from amino acids, you know, even for athletes specifically, L-glutamine and branched-chain amino acids, important for muscle rebuilding. I also think collagen is an interesting protein that benefits the joints and joint health affected by exercise. So those are a couple of interesting ones I just want to mention.
Yeah, I think those are good. I also have used in the past and actually sell a proteolytic enzyme, which is also good because they help to break, obviously, as you well know, they help to break down mutated proteins or peptides that have not been utilized by the body in a rebuilding situation whenever there's inflammation.
Yeah, so you give them then in between meals?
Yes, on an empty stomach, and the product is enteric-coated.
I've used those throughout the years as well.
They're wonderful. I mean, we use them for so many different applications. Anytime there's inflammation, it's always good to think
a
proteolytic enzyme.
whatever we can do to help that body recover.
Absolutely. Because the inflammation is such an issue, because it's so many things can stimulate inflammation, and inflammation can end up hindering functionality within the body. Are there any last-minute anythings, Dr. Mayes, that you would like to share with people? You want to tell them where they can reach you as well for consultations?
Learn more about our work. And, I want to share with you, it's really important to nurture your system with good stuff at all times.
Okay. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz on Radio MD. Stay well. Next week is going...